All age worship. Are you all age?
Absolutely.
Excellent. That's good. I'm glad you are. There's quite a bit of interaction in this, and certainly in parts of it. So that's good. Right. How do we show our faith? The reading we had has got all sorts of themes in it. It's got things like about racial justice and all sorts in there. But there's this phrase of Jesus that he used in each. The woman had faith. So how is your faith? How do you show it? In fact, there are two ways we can look at faith. As a corporate body, our faith as a group of Christians called the church, following the Christian faith. This can be all-embracing, of course, as an overview of what we believe, and in fact probably included amongst it the stuff that we don't believe. If we say the Christian faith, the various strands of it, various interpretations. But then there's an individual. There's my faith. My faith. My faith in God through Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Personal. Very personal. How individually we see the world and we see the kingdom of God, and indeed how the world indeed sees us. How do we show our faith? There are times when we can be reminded of things through which we show our faith and our experiences in life. This morning we're going to think about things, in part at least, are things about what we wear. There are those of us who have certain things, that will come up in a moment. There are those who buy things in different parts of the world that I know. And they say, well, I know where I bought that. I'm not looking at anybody in particular, but it reminds me of where we've been. And so on and so forth. And so, gifts that we've been given, of course, they are things that we remember the people for. Right. There was a group, and there still is a group, called Steel Eye Spam. Who remembers them?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah, right. Okay, I'm not one of the original members. And I can't play the guitar as well as Stephen. But some of them are myself, they're not. I play 3-chord tricks with a few extra ones thrown into our makeup on occasion. But anyhow, who remembers this one? All around my hat I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away. I hear a few people singing along. Funny that. As you did so well, we'll sing it again. Right, here goes. All around my hat I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away. Some quarter of them like that. Good. Right. Very good. Okay, that's all you're getting at that one this morning. Song tells a story. Tells of a girl who has lost her true love. And she's going to wear this hat. And around it she's going to put leaves of the willow tree. And she's going to wear it for a year and a day to remind her of her true love that she has lost. Well, I'm not going to talk about hats. I'm going to talk about ties. Think about it, I'm not properly dressed, am I? No. Well, they're all in the bag, you see, this is a problem. I have a collection of ties. And see what's in the bag. And for those who may be listening on the internet, I believe it's being recorded, then I'm sorry, there's going to be a few pauses because it's a bit visual. So I'm sorry about that. But first of all, a funny tie. Now, this is where I think I need to move this and carry it with me. I'll take my bag with me because it'll save me walking back again, won't it? Right, okay, there's a funny tie. Why is that a funny tie?
They're not funny.
Nothing wrong with that. No, it's all ducks, isn't it?
There's one
sitting
upside down.
There's one sitting upside down. That's
all upside down.
There's all upside down on one somebody, but not that. You see? Yeah, there we are. Ducks. I've seen ducks. Right. Then, of course, you've got to remind yourself that Christmas is coming, haven't you? It's not that many days, actually, is it? Oh, there we are. So there's my posh Christmas tie. I did bring the other one, which has got music in it, so I'm afraid I set it off. So there's my Christmas tie. Right. Okay. Throw it over the back. No. Where do I come from? So why am I wearing a Scottish tie? That's what people normally say. What's that? Yeah, well, that's right, absolutely. There you are. Now, you see, I could borrow a scarf as well. Yeah, well, that's another one. Like. Two different tartans of Cornwall. So, there you go. If I go to Scotland, I'll wear a Cornish tie if I need to. And they'll all say, which clan are you in? So there you are. Things that remind us of all sorts of odd things like being funny and Christmas and whatever. I would have a tie rack here, didn't I? Now, what else have I got here? Where do they go next? That's a good thing, isn't it? I can never remember. Right. Help us to remember. Remember these things that are close to us as well. And I had some great experiences at work. That's a strange sort of thing to say, isn't it? Great experiences at work. Now, I wonder what I've got in here about that. Which end do I go? Possibly that one. That one will do. There you are. Now I'll come down here first. Come on, you experts. Scoot, it says. And a few other things. For those at home, Tim has got his glasses on. He's looking at this.
Well, it's a pesky as well,
obviously. Yes, yes. they don't sing. It doesn't sing because it's Chinese. I think Sporty meant to say Beijing actually. But there you are, Scoot. So it tells you all sorts of other things too. It's got some red, amber, and green on it. So what industry was I in?
Traffic lights.
Right, exciting industry, isn't it? Traffic lights, yes. There you are.
I know you work with
Tesco. Yes.
You haven't got a tie when they put the
Tesco
signature upside down.
Oh, yes. And what does it say? Oh. A bump, I wish, I reckon. It was just to be a squiggle like this, you see, and you turn it upside down, and it said bump the other way. Now, what else have I got here? I used to go to... How about that one? I used to go to Belfast. And one day we got delayed. We had to change plane. And I got a tie which says... Anybody care to read that? Well done, Jim.
Cat
3, it says. Cat 3. This was in the early days of planes being equipped with being able to land in fog. And for this great privilege of being able to land in fog, I got a tie. And actually, it was a memorable occasion. It's something I will remember, because the view when I landed was absolutely amazing. We came down through some very thick cloud and indeed fog, and lo and behold, it was clear. Underneath the fog, it was very, very bright sunshine. How the sunshine got through, I do not know. But there it was, very bright sunshine underneath this layer of cloud and fog. So, something else to remember. And of course, as you all well know, and I won't wander too far with this one because you can see it, I do like music. And there's a music tie to go with it. And I got not a number of those, but I got one or two that depict music. Now, the other thing at this stage is remembering a friend. I remember, I've got a number of ties that people have given me, obviously, but this one came from a guy called Fan Jing. And Fan Jing was here for a year while we were doing our contract in Beijing. He was technically a policeman, but he was a traffic policeman, so he didn't have to wear his uniform, which most of them were very grateful for. But just a tie that he gave me when he came to cook for us. He brought a tie as a gift for cooking for us. Well, there you are, that's Chinese for you. They used to give gifts for coming when they came to see people and so on. But he cooked so much, we had to ring some friends up. Another good thing to remember by Fan Jing's tie. We said, have you eaten yet? No. Have you got something in the oven? Yes. Will it keep for tomorrow? Yes. Do come and eat with us. And so they came, and we still didn't finish the number of dishes he cooked for four or five, well, him, including him, five of us. We didn't eat much himself. 13 dishes, yes. He said it was very unlucky, 13. So he got caught into the British stuff, you see. And he said, never mind. We said, don't cook any more. The wine's the 14th. So there we are. Okay. I wonder what the Bible says, might have to say about clothes, and indeed remembering. It does, and Zach's going to read for us now, aren't you? Are you going to read for us? On a piece of paper. He doesn't know what he did with it. Ah. Oh, here it is. Don't worry about it. Right, when he makes a noise. Now the vicar is over, kicked over by guitar, folks at home.
Numbers 15. Then the Lord said to Moses, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. Throughout the generations to come, you must make tassels for the hems of your clothing and attach them with a blue cord. When you see the tassels, you will remember and obey all the commands of the Lord instead of following your own desires and defiling yourselves, as you are prone to do. The tassels will help you remember that you must obey all my commands and be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and that I might be your God, I am the Lord your God.
Thanks, Zach. It's tassels and remembering. Now, there's a whole load of stuff you can talk about tassels on clothes in Jesus' time. But there you are. Put tassels on your clothes and remember. Wear your ties and remember. Wear this or that and remember where it came from and who's the friends who may have given it to you. The Israelites were told that they had to do this. And so they did. And there are stories in the Bible. Jesus touched the woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And so on. So it's all very important stuff to remember the clothes, the ties, the jewellery, or whatever you might have that reminds you of things. Now, teaching. Who likes school? You like school? No? Oh dear. It's coming again soon. Oh, very shame. But who likes learning things?
Yeah? Yes. Good to learn stuff, isn't it? Yes. What I've got here is not actually a school tie, but a tie from the old school club. Now, I can't say the old boys' tie, because it was a mixed school, and I'd be told off by somebody who's not very far away. And so this was the tie I bought when I left school and I joined the old schools club, the old Essenians. Essa being, of course, the Cornish word for saltash. It's the name of the place. And it's got the school badge on it. The school tie was brown and yellow. Lovely. The school blazer was brown and a bit of yellow on it as well. Fairly unique, but not the only one in the area. There was one in Devonport that had the same sort of colour. Anyway, but it had the school crest on it, which was the lion rampant. And there it is in a much posher form in gold braid than we would have had at school. So, that's that one. But then I went off to university and I even madly bought a tie there, and I still got it. Those are the days. It's probably different now, because it changed things. But the motto for that, we went with that badge, was per adorum ad honorum. Come on, you Latin scholars. Labour to honour. Yeah, work to honour. Through work to honour, yeah. Right. Okay. Didn't do too much hard work, though. That was a problem. Nah. Nearly finished. Sorry, folks. Nearly finished with my bag, but I'll just leave it here for a moment. Jesus was a teacher, of course. We have to remember that. He taught his disciples about things of the faith that he adhered to in God, his Father, and subsequently for us, to faith in Jesus. He sent his disciples out to teach others, and he taught crowds of people. He was always doing that sort of thing. Important to learn the teachings of Jesus, that we can grow in our faith. We do it, of course, by Bible readings and coming to church together. And the young folks can come and learn from others who are more further down the Christian path than they are, and learn about the faith that Jesus means to them. The New Testament reading we had today is strange and amazing, or amazing and strange. We'll deal with it that way. The amazing bit is that it was a Canaanite woman who came to Jesus. Not a Jew. The Canaanites can actually be thought of as the modern day Palestinians. And Jesus had gone very much into Gentile territory. And this is where really the strange bit begins. With a sweep of the pen, Jesus has moved 20 miles away, sorry, in verse 21. Jesus left that place. That place? Well, it was probably somewhere in the region of Galilee. And he went off to a territory near the cities of Tyre and Sidon. And after this story, we go back into Galilee. And presumably he had gone to Tyre and Sidon deliberately. We're not told why. Because he's miles away. Maybe he wanted some holiday. It's holiday season for us, isn't it? It's near the sea. It's on the sea, in fact. Tyre was a port. Did he go there for a break with his disciples? Very strange, though, that Jesus responded to his disciples in the way he did. They tried to get rid of the woman for making too much noise. No comment. You're not laughing at that. And I've been sent to the lost sheep of the people of Israel, he said. I've only come for the Jews. Now here he was on the coast, nearer to what we now know as Beirut than he would have been to Jerusalem, I suggest. So did the writer of Matthew's Gospel include this story because he was writing for Jewish people? To make a point to them? Or did he think that Jesus was getting a bit too far from Jerusalem anyhow, as a person? The main point, however, is that through the actions and responses of this Canaanite woman, how had she come to know about Jesus anyhow, one might ask? But through what she had to say to him, what she's pleading with him, Jesus realized that she had faith. He realized she had a real faith, indeed a great faith, and her daughter was healed. As I said, there's a lot more to that passage of scripture than initially meets the eye, but maybe we can concentrate on that for today. The whole story of Jesus is great. During Easter, we heard that of the time that Jesus died on the cross and everybody was very sad. Then within 3 days, he rose again and he became alive again and everybody was very happy and joyous, even though they weren't so sure. How on earth could this happen? And then came the very special force, the very special power, the Holy Spirit. And this is how we know that Jesus is very real to us today. And all that, of course, is something else I put around my neck. I put my cross around when I'm leading worship. And that I have now done. And I wear it to remember the very important role that I have been called to in leading and guiding us through our worship, in whatever style and whatever the subject may be, the message that there is to tell. It's an empty cross because we know that Jesus is very real and is alive through the power of the Spirit. To know and experience Jesus today and in every day and every age is very important. And this is where our faith comes in. It is where our faith is based. It is based on Jesus, our Lord and our Saviour. It is rooted very much in our risen Saviour. For Jesus is not someone who just lived a long time ago. He is very real. If we have faith in him, he helps us to live our lives in faith. Remember the good things in life. Find ways to remember, even the funny things. Remember to love God and to love Jesus. Remember to learn about Jesus. And remember to show others that is great to live with Jesus every day. And remember too, that it's fantastic to be able to tell others about Jesus, to tell others about our faith. And we pray that they can see that faith in action throughout our lives, and so be inspired to follow him.